This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States said it destroyed an explosives-laden vehicle with an airstrike in Kabul on Sunday, hours after President Joe Biden warned of the possibility of another terror attack in the capital, as a massive airlift of tens of thousands of Afghans enters its last days. A Taliban spokesman confirmed the incident, saying a car bomb destined for the airport had been destroyed and that a possible second strike had hit a nearby house. The U.S. said it had only struck the vehicle, but added that the secondary blasts indicated, quote, a substantial amount of explosive material. Local media reported there may have been civilian casualties. The U.S. said it was assessing that information. The strike comes after a suicide bomber from the Islamic State group on Thursday targeted U.S. troops, stopping huge crowds of people from entering Kabul's airport, from where about 114,000 people have been evacuated since August 15th. That's the day the Taliban swept back into power. More than 100 people died in the attack, including 13 U.S. service personnel, slowing down the airlift ahead of the president's deadline for evacuations to end by Tuesday, August 31st. The operation is winding down, despite Western powers saying thousands may be left behind. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC on Sunday some 300 Americans still in Afghanistan were seeking to leave the country, but he said they are not going to be stuck. He added the United States has a mechanism to get them out. French President Emmanuel Macron said talks had begun with the Taliban to protect and repatriate at-risk Afghan nationals beyond Tuesday. You're listening to VOA News.